limited group members only. We spoke many times about this in the Kudu, the state in the tour. And Pesach is going to be Tchias HaMeisim. What's made this Pesach Tchias HaMeisim? I told the Yisod from Abchatzku that the Vosab Shat and state in the Novi in Tilim state Ki Le'olam Chazdoi Evi Hanori that the Evshi gives is Le'olam. Sometimes it's Behelim, sometimes it's Begolim. This Gili of Tchias HaMeisim is retroactively comes out in the days and the moments of Pesach that it's mamash atchias hamesim. That what we say called dichven yesiv yechel means as even emetz of us is arosha. Kolufen zolst reinkommen. Come inside yechel and eat the matzes mitzvah the machel the nusa and eat do the mitzvah hayoyim and by doing that you'll have atchias hamesim. Arosha b'chayeyim akruyim mesim. They're dead. They have nothing to live for. They're going no place. They have absolutely no direction. Obed, in the nacht from Pesach, a person called it for Yesiv Yechel, he will have a tchias hamesim. He'll find a direction in his life. He'll know where he's coming from. He knows where he's going to. And those statements for him, that's why in the Seder you put the Rosha, you put the Chochem, you put the Rosha Eitzel the Chochem. Why do you put the Rosha Eitzel the Chochem? Because he has to hear the Dvar Chochma. He has to hear the Dvar Chochma. It doesn't happen stamazai. There must be a Kli Kibbul. Is when the Rosha sits next to the Chochma, and then he's going to hear the Dvar Chochma. If he blabs the Chalsa Rosha, Zakeshinam. If not, it's then the Mensch, you could mamash make Tchias HaMeisim. Not only the Rosha, but the Mensch alein. The Mensch, the one that's Oilich to say there, or those that are being shown that take the active part in the Mitzvah HaLaila, they could mamash have a Tchias HaMeisim. Lucky is the mensch that glaibs was a glaibt in the dvarim of our Rishonim and the state in the Heiliges Forum. It's rachmonis on those that don't. They go into a quicksand, they can never get out. And the nacht from Pesach is a zasort heilige nacht that a person can get out. You could change the life, the course of your children. You could change the life, the course of your Rebbetzin. If she has a certain malach chayim, you could mamish change it with the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach is tchias amesim shutik mashmoy. Now, you do it, the grace of going and tzaddik, the Ostrop, so was beyond any comprehension. The mentioned the fast of Hazeful. They say he was a Gilgul face. I don't know if he's in Yonim, but they say he was a Gilgul for Abtzadik. He fasted for 40 years. He didn't take any food in his mouth. Mamish, people couldn't believe it. The doctor said that they don't know physically how a person can live. So if Yom for a few years, he's living on a spoonful of food. Nishmael, you take in his mouth a spoonful of food a day. And the mentioned Ben Azam Malach, he came, he was no divine man. He would only eat in the daytime. He wouldn't eat in the daytime unless he made a siyum. A siyum, so it was good, I guess, a going. Anyway, I'll call upon him. The Ostrovsa, he once stood he got up by the table. He said, Amor Dikizach. He says, you'll see that all the Mesophim that it says in the Torah, all the Kabbalists, it says Reich Nechoyach. All the Mesophim. But Beshabbos, in the Korban Musaf, Beshabbos doesn't say Reich Nechoyach. Says, why? Zokter Azei. Because every yontif is through the Sata. We did something, and therefore we came a yontif. There was some sort of avoid from the yid. So my mail we bought is through the Sata. So of that state nachas ruach rech nechoyach. So the Yehi said, "What's that? It's nachas ruach of fanei she amarti v'nasa retzoni." So the Yehi is happy. That's the Indian of the Karb Musaf. Mashenke by Shabbos is kviyav kaima. Shabbos is by itself, so it doesn't say Reich Nechoyach, it happens by itself. So he was Mechal Tzvishn, all the Kabbonis of Musaf, of all the Yom Tovim of Shabbos. So somebody asked him, in the Eilik Arizal, in the Ariyah Kodesh, state, that the Leil Pesach is also a Susa de Leila. So the Sardis comes from, so for us, so you said all the Kabbonis, it says Reich Nechoyach. He says, bring me a Chumash. They brought him a Chumash, and he looked it up, and he saw in Tassan Tazach. By attack by Pesach, it doesn't say Rech Nechoyach. Just at the end, Ko'eile, it says, then the Shibsi Yodif, there are Klal, V'Klaisel, Svadim Lechem, then it's ready to say, avoid it from the Mensch, then don't the state say Rech Nechoyach. But in the night of Pesach, it doesn't say Rech Nechoyach, because it's Kvier V'Kaimah. When does the Mepharshim learn? He was very happy that it was Machaven, that his word stimmed with Arizal. That there's such a thing, the night of Pesach, you have to just make a minimal achana. And a person can tzukum tza adage noirov in the floor. We spoke many times, I just want to chaz before we go to the And you know, I just said what we said over the years before in this Nakuda. Why is Pesach called Pesach? Pesach Hashum Ma, Hashum Shepesach. There's an Indian of Dilug, where you skip, you jump, you don't have to go Dargis. If the Pesach, whatever you got on Pesach, you have to start Madrega Vais, Sfiris Oimer. You go Madrega after Madrega. But the night of Pesach, you could do a Dilug. You could jump, you could reach a Dagi, you love and the flow. And the angel doesn't lechenzach with the person how much is Susa del Sati does, because it's Susa del Leila, everything comes from Shemayim. That's why Be'emes it says in Shir Hashirim, Omer HaKashbo, the angel said, Pischli Pesach, ki Pischli Shal Machat, vani Eftach Lechem Pischli Shal Ulam. If you do at least a Pesach Shal Machat, Machat Aloch, and Avshalom said over from the Kotzka, Aloch, make duch and duch, you give me a loch, duch and duch, a Pesach, even if it's gemachat, so I'll open it up and get Pesach shalulam. Pesach, you don't even need that. You need just a mashu, we'll soon see what the hachoni you have to do. A Pesach is everything al derech dilug. It's Pesach. The Yevshah jumps over the Susa del Sata, I don't need it, I'll give you a gevaldike gilui. And the Mepharshim explain why is it that way? Because it says, Upasachti aleichem, shteit in targum, v'ochas aleichem. It's a night of Rachmanis. It's a night of Rachmanis. You have to realize that. I was just dealing this so much time today with these people, Lo Yaleinu, that Eitz is what to do with the kids that are flying off the derech. Lo Yaleinu, there's over 1,000 children in Lakewood that are on drugs. 1,000 children. There's 60, they congregate by the lake every Shabbos. 3-4 o'clock, they come to the lake over there. The Chil Shabbos that goes on. It's the Lakewood kinder. It's Lakewood kinder. Why is it happening? Why is it happening? And people are so tzabrochim and davzen, vos kemedotan. The nacht from Pesach, get those kids, they should be home. And prepare the way you're supposed to. And kemedze harayin legin azachiyus, that'll change the mamash, the mamash, the chayim. That's the pshat, what we say in the Haggadah. Ad shenigla alei melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vos meint nigla? El is da. El is da. And the nacht from Pesach, there's a gilu in every Yiddish shtub. Va'achshav kevonu. Achshav kivonu zok lapshayim avolvi bigsu nefidika. Achshav is mamish now. The Chassam Sofer's daughter said she couldn't look, no one in the family could look at the father's face during the Seder. Because it was b'moira godol zu gil ishchina. You have to be someone like the Chassam Sofer that should be chal mamish on his face. They say that Rav Chaim Sanza, when he ate the afikoyman, they saw was dripping out of his mouth, was dripping fats, as if he ate a shtickle flesh. These are people that we have no shaykhs, klal klal to them. Was made this had mentioned yes, nafi koim tsoyf geton as a gufni stickle pull of him that was like shtickle bossa and was dripping out on his lips. Is on the nach for Pesach the sam soyfe was actually niglalov achshav kevonu make achshav kevonu that the shchin is chalaf a mensch and for a mensch great sich zu kenne zu kommen the nach for Pesach the volim neiroim vene floim. That's the inyan chipozen. What's the taitch chipozen? This blives ledoilis. It's a kid, the oilam chazdai. Chipozen, come, out, fierce, let's go. The Abish is not waiting another, one more second, to be shanun, out. They'll take them out. Chipozen is the nacht from Pesach. The nacht from Pesach. I mentioned, can I raise come gewaldig? Davnin Ezer, you say, why does it say, kadesh, then uchatz? First uchatz, wash yourself, then you go kedusha. You have to retoil yourself before yontov, then you go into yontov. No, the nacht from Pesach is the other way. It's kadesh and then uchatz. What's the pshat? So after tifa and yonim, we don't understand it, but the same you saw. Kaddish, just come inside, make kiddish. Start right now, right now. Uchatz, we'll get there. So Matar saying, a mensch can tzukum to kaddish, take it from yad. Just walk into with your kittel, walk in with the kovid roish, with the gewaltke simchas achayim, which we'll soon see, the instructions what a person is supposed to do before to get the most in the seder. And that's a pshat of the statement, it's from choyfin as a matzah, the gemara. It's from Shotam. Was me chaytiv as a matzah below psochem. Machat matzah. Can't chaken matzah. Matzah is the. That's the lechem dem nusas. The luchis the gemaychel that a person can't zukumen. And a person can chapet below psochem. You can chapet. It's noy levoyim. That's why Bembes is stated in posik. Shivas yom terch matzah tachelu. Ach biyom alish tashvisu som batechem. So chapel noyda. First thing you should be tashvisu, and then afterwards you should eat matzah. If you have such a thing, I've already need some rov. I say toiv. Zevmo from the loshen akros nishtazay. Then I'm petz gazamish. So the reason I chives eshem to can zukum to matzah. And then also, Tashvisu, you have to have Tashvisu. In the Chanami, the Gemara Dashin, Tashvisu means, Taka Erev Pesach. Or from the Losh Nakrod, the Tukla Losh Nakrod, teaches us a Gevaldike Zach. As the Nach from Pesach is Dilug, Pesach, Ochus, Rebsa Zachmonis, and you go without any Madregas, Kumarain, Kumarain with a minimal Achona, Kumarain to sit down by the Seder, is a mensch, the Torah in seinen Ofen. That's why we say Shira Shirim. Shira Shirim kol doidi doif inine zabo medalag alahor mekabetz alag voiz. He's medalag, he's mekabetz. The Abish says, Atata, now's the night. Can Slik bring the kinder? Bring Zik to every kid and come back. Who doesn't want to be a mensch? Who doesn't want to be a mensch? Everybody wants to be good, everybody wants to be tar. Is the nach, the Abish is mekabetz, kum. Kol doidi inine zabo od kumte medalag alahor mekabetz alag voiz. He skips everything, kum. And I'm thinking that. Moshcheni achrecha nolutza. That's the kvalik he gives. The Matan Moshe brings down why we misfal fatal on Pesach. So he brings down the Pirkei Rabbeleza that Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov Avinu, when he spoke to Yaakov, he told him that this is the night that Niftoch Ma'oitzris, everything is Oitzris. He told it to Esav also. Now is the night for Brochas, while all the Talolim, all the Helike Talolim is Gvaldik. And then he bench of Yitzchak Olikim, the Gvaldik he gives from Yenanach. Of Neswagen Avopi came, even though it's a person gets murdered the Kamatona, but from the other side, you have to have some sort of achona. You can't come in with your dungarees. You have to come inside with a gavalik, some sort of achona. Once you become the achona, then you can get a certain gili of mashcheni achrecha narutza. The strik of it off was a grace of goin. The grace of goin is the Shabbos. Hagod Losh was murdered. Stark. He used to be rov. He used to pass from the shalos, the chomadik of Pesach shalos. So he got up Milvus Rosha and it's gesagt a gewaltige Reihen. He said so many people came to him. He says, "How you tired? People didn't have any Pesach liquor kalim, chometz liquor kalim. You're marsha, everything. You're tired. Everything. You're terrible. Everything." He says, "We came in matar and the chov is a barrel. What? How do you do it? How do you do it? The lefalach, the gopalach. I remember my house. We didn't. I'm not so old. We didn't have any koises for Pesach. My father took the chometz liquor kois." He was toivled, in the hot water. He was, I make Agolas Kalim. That's how we lived. You live with Agolas Kalim. We had silverware, got it for Pesach, but the Becher we didn't have. That's a glass you can't do, but the Akopone, there's such a thing. So he said, this one asked me, this one asked me that. Everybody asked me a different thing. How you matar the Kalim for Pesach? And then he got up and he started screaming, but no one asked me how you matar your mouth. How are you matar your mouth when you have to say all the mitzvahs alayla? When you have to say all the magid, and you have to say every word is a mitzvah, and kol amar b'aleiz meshubach, and all the mitzvahs alayla done with the mouth. Sipri tzitzim time, the achila. What kind of keli? Is it going to be the chometz the keli, the person full of the chilus and lashon hara, or all the cheti adibun? That's how he's going to go to the seder? He wasn't matar his mouth, and he was go b'chi. Once he was go b'chi, the ganze tzivah was go b'chi. And they realized, ein echanami. That's all the things that you have to get ready. You want to get Pesach liquor clothes. You want to clean out your house from chometz and the lave. How about the mouth? Is the first one has to have some sort of a hachona to be mekalim safalisa when it comes inside. When it comes inside, I know the people that used to be mekalim say selain Shema Yisrael, kabbalas olmach Shema before the seder. Chutz from Ma'ariv, they say first. They said the first parish of Krishna. Kabbalas, this is what they want to be mekalim to, and then you go to the seder. But we're not on that daiga. If we do it, it's fake. It's not mal nishdot. Of Einzach HaKoponim, some sort of a Kabbalah, when they gave it to the mouth, that the mouth was like tar. As a man shall say, I'm a helic mouth, they should do the mitzvah salayla, they give him Kabbalah din yon. The Kedusha Slevi in Shavuos, in the Drosh of Shavuos, Frekta Akasha, we say, Zman Chedusenu, by Pesach. Shavuos is saying, Zman Matan Tarisenu. What do you mean, Zman Tarisenu is a long time ago? Chedusenu is a long time ago. Kokfa overcome as Zmanim Tuva, as a Frekta. So he says, Zain Yonu Kach. Rabbi Yochum says the same. So Moli the Gavoy. The mitzvahs bring down that anhoga. Hashvosas chomis and achidas matzah on Pesach brings down that anhoga nochemol. The hachona from Svirus Oima to get to Shavuos brings down matan Torah the nochemol. We might not see you with anum with flowers and with cheesecake and narshkate and the kol dizachem that we think the same mitzvah. Aber ein Mensch gerät sich zu mit dem Mitzvahs Hayoim, dem Mitzvahs Halayla, that brings down the Hashpa. Just like it happened then with the Mitzvahs, same thing now with the Mitzvahs. Sog the Kedusha Slevi, Sog the Kedusha Slevi, wie viel Achona Daf HaMensch Hoben, to make sure those mitzvahs that he does the night from Pesach should be so gewaldig, as the Zolzayim Takas Man Matan Chayliseinu. He says, Ha'ora Niflo, Ha'ora Gedoyla, K'moy Shohoyu La'Viseinu B'Shas Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ha'ora Gedoyla Mo'oid V'Schal HaMitzvah Shekimu. If when people are making the mitzvahs, you eat the matzahs and you do magidi, you go keseda, like the Maral explained. Has to be keseda, it's called a seda. It's a seda advarim. They know how to do it. The chamur kaveh. No one knows the exact kadashucha who made it, some seda. Ashi made that seda. But we are so on the side, whatever the seda is, they were kaveh. Is if a mensch took the mitzvahs up, he said it, kutu so is a mensch can sukum dvarim neiroi. Mamish is al bashbro. So, Rabbi Ruchim, what a ish poshit, be Israel, the poshit's the mensch. He's makabel amuna and his kavus to the Eibishter with one night of the mitzvahs alayla more than all the philosophim, all the life that they can come to. So that's a vast school to the etzem mitzvahs ayoyim. The mitzvahs ayoyim will give you that. So if a person does it with all the hidurim, it's the molding. If a person doesn't do it, he's a shaita ma'abit kumash noisloi. If you don't take an agoda, you don't look it over beforehand. You just come there and you can sing the same songs, dayenu, and this and that, and everything like you did last year. It's mitzvahs anash melamodo. A person says, Papir, you won a lottery ticket. Shelzapah, you won a lottery ticket. And you don't go, you don't want it, I'm. It's a shaita. Is that mensch, not from Pesach, can it zoicha sein? Even if you're bocha by your father, or by wherever you are by the Seder, and really you're not fearing the Seder, but great zach zu. Wo du kennst, so that I never say, take an active part. Everybody has to take an active part. When a mensch with the actual mitzvah salayla, kum zu a mensch boy from Malvo von Neude. It goes even further. I got my halt nish by din yonah, but know that this exists. I told you, for I heard from Absalom himself from the Kotzke, for you are dvorim ha'elah, shenechem tzavcha ha'yoyim alle vavecha. Put it on your heart. When it's chuf efnin, then it'll fall in. A lot of things we don't halt by. But we know that these things exist, and then when all of a sudden it falls in a mashu, you understand it. Shteka pasin yishai, we're bringing the piyutim later on by Nitzah. Hashir yi alochem kelel hiskadesh chag. Lo osad lovei, Kleisa is going to sing a shir. How is he going to sing? Everybody has a different level. What's going to be your level that osad lovei the shir we're going to sing? The shir that you're going to sing is according and only according to the level you had on Pesach. Pesach was gula, proti, benegetz rov bliya. There's going to time a gula kloli on the whole bliya kula. And that gula kloli is going to be to you how? Like you had your gula proti. So for a person, the night in Pesach, afterwards when you sing, I don't know what your minig is, but you have to do like the minig in your house, but afterwards, if you sing Halil, and you sing the Zmiris, all the, I don't know called Zmiris, but Akoponim Bud Vahi Bechatzi Alayla, all those piyutim afterwards, it's doch neuer, was a mensch can zukommen. When a mensch gets a dagi ilo, is those moments that you feel, that's going to be lost in love. And so, how foolish is a person if he doesn't prepare, he doesn't know the title of what he's saying. He doesn't know, Pavetelach, as it's going along, to air tavlin into the Zach. And you should get the most, then what are you going to get? Achas Yom. If you believe in Achas Yom, we're there, Be'ikvus of the Mashiach. Here we are. So the Shir Lo'asad Lovi is going to be according to your night of Pesach. That's a mensch zugreiten. It's such a dilu, and you can get, if you just prepare, just go inside. Go inside, walk and you can get so much. The Chazon says, I'm willing to get Zach, and I'm willing to get Shar Aleph, Oiz Achtes, he says, a mulidika muskel. A person like the Chazon Ish could write this, because he was there. Not too many people could write this. Even big Talmid HaChachom, this year the mensch can share in this paragraph. Zokter Azei. Kishazocha Seichel HaOdom. Listen carefully. When you zoicha, zoicha means yizai, pure. Liris Amitis Mitzuyusa Yizborach. When a person all of a sudden falls into his heart, yeah, the Yevshi really exists. Miyad nichnas by simchas, gil, and kates. When you realize Metzias Hashem is really, you will all of a sudden feel a happiness that you never felt before. V'nishmosay ne'im alav. He's not fighting. V'ho yu advarim ha'eila, asher nechem tzavach ha'yoyim alav avecha, sakrashi shloye libcha cholak al amokam. We're always busy fighting against Hashem. But all of a sudden, when you feel the amitis that the Yevshi really exists, all of a sudden, nishmosay ne'im alav. Alav, your neshama stems with you. V'hadimin mashlim im haseichel. Your fantasies are no more than stupid fantasies, but it goes with the seichel. Lazo is benoyim Hashem. V'chol tanugei b'sorim b'chomaku avaru. all the time the nourish kate to the pleasures, the gashri, you're not interested. V'nafshi ho adina misatefes pekedusha. Your nafshi adina, your, I don't know how you say adina in English. It's adina is not the word. How do you say it?
Delicate.
More than delicate. I need a different word. It's not delicate. It's the purest of the purest, highest of the highest.
Refined, refined.
What?
Refined.
A little more. Delicate and refined plus. Need another few words. Stop saying mer. The nafshe adina is misatefes pekedusha. Your helik in the shama, the adina, the pure, is misatef, cloaked with kedusha. Ukiilu pirsha megufa ocher. You don't even know that you have a guf. It doesn't even exist. You find yourself flying in the himmel. You're in a different world. When he has these mesogim, for those moments that he feels it, he's in a different world. He's a mamish total in a different world. There are seconds in a person's life where you can experience such a, I don't want to say the word in English, spiritual uplifting, sounds too goyish for me, of such a adina, such a his chabris with the mokar, that you for seconds, you have it for a second, another second, another second. For lenes meziv hakoydish, for chol tanugi ha'oylem hazeh ke'efes neged ha'oynek shal dvegez ha'odom li'yitzroi. Says, when a person experiences this, he knows this is the shachis that he has with Hashem, and this is the edus that there's an eibishter in the world. The nacht from Pesach, there are moments, you have to listen carefully. You're not going to have it the whole time. It's not, we're not the Chasam Sofer, we're not the Chazanish, we're not these people that were with him every single second. But for the Goyim, you could have it. You could have it for the Goyim. When you go Vihisha Omda, and you think about it, Vihisha Omda, Vashtet, Vihisha Omda, and you're ligging it for fractions of seconds, your neshama is going to be mechuba into a different world. You'll feel things that you never felt before. And that's called Kamalach L'Regoyim. That's a moment of the time. A person can have it while he's eating the matzahs, while he's eating the murder. If he has the right, I have to get to him. The kavonis that a person is supposed to think about, chutz from etzem chetz and from mitzvah that he's doing it, is the Nachum Pesach is such a diluk and such a matona that the person can become a malach l'regoyim for seconds. You can have it maybe by kiddush. Let's say your father, Yishver, or even you, when you're saying kiddush, you can get involved into the words. The words are it's not shaykh. The words of kiddush. When a man can, you can just actually lift yourself out of your guf for fractions of moments, and that's going to be Yeshua Lassad Lovey. Not only that, it says that ba'achas hayomim ir to the whole world is oylam haba. What's your oylam haba? Is in this form state, your oylam haba are going to be like these precious moments of the Seder. Those moments that you experience, that you are margish, this adinus, this his chavras, is going to be a nitzchi. The highest point that you can reach on Pesach, those moments is going to be your nitzchi is lasad lovei. Is vifel davis a mensch a rangein in den yonim. Für litvish and litvish is form, chsidish is form, it's felt the shloys. There's so many haggadahs, you can't be masig. Every haggadah, tu zoif, every haggadah. Some people, even the oylem halacha, it gives you a gewaldige renkheit there. Hafla, hafla, hafla of a fella. A mensch can zukumen. And that's what a person can get the nacht from Pesach. What's the title of Chedus? Ben Chodim, what's this meant, Ben Chodim? I told you this word, I want to chaz it over. Manali is a kasha, so often a kasha, and we all should know the kasha, and we should know the tenets, we have to chaz it, the whole yontif you have to chaz it. Chedus, what's the yontif? Pesach yontif, so what do you tell the person that eats it, which eats a piece of matzah? What's matzah? Matzah is the poor man's food. What is it? It's a little mel, a little vasa, it can't become a chometz. And that the Torah says this is the mitzvahs halayla, the main mitzvahs, matzahs, that's the chalachamayni. How do you have the chedus with that? So to explain the maral, I just want to say one, just mark a little bit. What's called the Eved? What's called the Eved and what's called the Ben Chayin? So I told you this, I think I even said part of it last week. Eved is somebody that, so he's just meshuvah to everybody and everything, and skate them on what everybody says. If a chayin is somebody that's totally, totally free. If a person finds himself in his life, that everything he does, he thinks what somebody else is going to say, he's an eved nitzah. He's afraid of this, he's afraid of that. He's afraid of all his clothes, all his money, everything, all his foods, all his simchas, his mitzvah, his bar mitzvah, don't chas v'shonah, make bas mitzvahs, chasness, everything is totally in other people. Everything is totally in other people. That mentions the Eved Netzer. Mashenkin, somebody that's not that way, b'chlal. He's not totally in anybody else. He's pure, I'm happy with the little that I have. That mentions the Ben Chayrin. So, the Maral, when you want to celebrate, use that word, Fus Pravin, Ayont von Chedis, is the Esh Zach, you have to realize, I am a Ben Chayrin. Why? I'm happy with the matzah. This is enough for me. I don't need more than that. That is total, total chedis. If you could live a life that from now on you don't have to eat fish with the chayin, you don't have to eat it with ketchup, you don't have to eat it with mayonnaise, you don't have to eat it with a crayonnaise, you don't have to eat it with nothing. You take a piece of fish, you eat it. But if you find yourself you can't eat fish only with chayin, you're an eved. That's only one mashal out of the trillion mashalim. A person has to find from the Nacht from Pesach, I am from now on going to be a ben chayin. I am not going to be totally in everything. And this is my life. This is going to be my car. This is my chasnas. This is my house. These are the things I have on the wall. This is the types of lights I have. Everything. Everything is totally only on what I feel is right. And I'm not b'kayif to other people. Then you're ben chayin. The morals and the drushes. So that's matzah. That's fakir. That is why we eat matzah. The mitzvahs are lailas dafke matzah. Everything. You have other things also good. Okay. You have suda. Oh, but the mitzvah that reis is matzah to reis nas vos, ich bin ganz frei. And so I hope is voice from that, but I want to leave that the halacha part, and I want to go weiter. The Vilna Goyim, when he went into Golos, he went to many different places, his sons, and Aliyah Saliyo bring down this mulitika maizah. So hard to believe, but the kids say, hey, this, they heard it from the father. He went to a start in Plonya, a certain start in Plonya, that area, and he was there, he had to go into Golos with Ezatam Shiyah, that he prayed on himself. Anyway, our koponim, he was there learning the whole night. Learning there the whole night, he saw there was a blind person, an old blind person also there. The Goyim used to learn with his naimistic voice. He had a beautiful, beautiful voice. They used to bring people to people that needed a chizuk. They used to come every single day when the Goyim was in Vilna. They used to come, the Goyim right after Shachras, he used to remember the Seder, Shnai Mikra Vecha Tagam Arashi from Sunday to Tilsheni. Monday he did the Shlishi, the Vid, that's why he didn't stop with a payment in Samach. He did with that day. And he used to sing the, he had his beautiful, beautiful voice. And his trop was a little bit different. Grada, the trop of the Vilna Goyim, that Nusach, that Nigin, my father of Shalom heard it from Alti Yid, that he said that he had a Kabbalah from somebody else that was from the Vilna Goyim. It's a little bit different than we have it. My Bar Mitzvah, Baruch Shem, I sang, I said the Haftarah with that Nusach of the Goyim. It's a little bit different. Akoponim is not Mishana. But the Goyim had a certain beautiful, beautiful voice. And when he learned Allah, you have to learn Bekoil. He didn't scream, he didn't make a rash. And he learned that night. The whole night he learned, and that blind person was there the whole night learning about Pem. The Goyim saw him, but he didn't shave, he was on the other side. He came in the morning, and Alta Yidna comes in. So, and she brings this old man, the blind person, a piece of bread with a shizzle to wash his hands. So the person says like this, there's somebody in the base medish here that was learning the whole night. I don't recognize his voice. I don't know his koil. But from the koil I hear that he's a Talmud Chochem. Do me a favor, please tell him he should come next to me. I want him to eat together with me, my piece of bread. So Vilna Goyim heard what he said. He didn't want to be matir the ladies. He went over, he says, Chas v'sholom, it's a suda she'enem aspekes l'ba'alach ha'ashom. So the person says, no, I'm very, very rich. I have so much. He told his Rebbetzin, do me a favor, come, go back to the house and bring another piece of bread. So I can have one piece of bread for myself, one piece for this chosh v'tam chochem. So the Vilna Goyim didn't want to be a mitzayim, so he says, okay. And the Goyim ate the piece of bread. Then the person says, please, yes, and do me a favor, could you be my guest for Shabbos? The Goyim didn't say, he was afraid to send him a speck. He says, what are you talking? I have so much. He says, during the week I only have bread, and I'm zat from that. But you know what I have on Shabbos? He says, my Rebbetzin, such a choshev Rebbetzin. She goes to the places to where she helps pluck the feathers from the chickens. Yesterday shechted. For that schar, the owner of the chicken house of the Shlachtois, he lets my Rebbetzin take all the heads of the chicken and all the fliegelach and all the fisalach from the chicken. And then we cook it up and we salsa, we cook it. This is gvaldik. And it's so delicious. Please come to be my guest. And the Goyim, but he didn't know, he came. The Goyim came there, Lel Shabbos. So the house was a long house, a big table. Young people, old people. Everybody come to sit by this person. The Goyim took a seat. So the Goyim said, when he said, no one knew, of course, who the Goyim was. He looked at the person, he said, he never saw such a simchas achayim.
was it the Shengahat? He never saw such a Simchas Chaim. And when they were giving out the soup, the little soup that tasted, he said, you took a mashu, you was that. It was a shach, but it was Nizbor of Memeo from that year. And the Goyim told his children, all my life, I wish I reached that darga of Istavkas. Can't get over it. And the Goyim is the Goyim, Midoimelot. When Avo began, the Goyim said, keep a cook as a mensch, I mean, his tafkes, he didn't need anything. What did he have the whole week? A shtickel of bread. And what did he have on Shabbos? A little challah, whatever he had. Oh, and he told the Goyim, how does he get the bread? Where does he get it? He says that the people in the bakery, they give the shoes for my rebbetzin, and she can take from the floor all the mel. She cleans out the mel from the floor, the flour, and she makes the bread. So the Goyim from Yena, his tafkes from Yena mensch, vachaltem, and then Yisaveya from the mashu. So the Goyim says he wished he had that his tafkes. Chovetz Chaim, when he married off his son, Rabbi Yalev, so his Rebbetzin that she ran, she was like Keres Habayis, she took Rabbi Yalev, she took him to the Schneider, to the tailor, to make a suit for his chasna. The Schneider went, and he measured him off, this and that, and then after he came back a few days later, and the suit was ready. It's ready, so right away, so he told him like this, he knew it was the Chovetz Chaim's son, so he said, the Avish is all the bench, my kind, it was the Alter Schneider, the Mitatzlocha, your mazel should always be lichtig to you, you should be a osher, should be a choshva mensch. In the community, everybody should look up to you. All of a sudden, the mother of this Rabbi Leib, Chofetz Chaim's Rebbe, still gave him shine. Fetig ibeten, das is a brochas a klola. What are you telling him that he should be rich? What does he need it for? Fetig ibeten, schweig. She started screaming at him. Verdacht, das ist kein brochas. So the Chofetz Chaim said over this meister, the Chofetz Chaim says, the bissel le teure, was ich a zeuche gewen fa, is a dank my Rebbe. Because she took on her the oil of the house, and she trained everybody in the house to istavkus. That's the Ben Cholin. Chofetz Chaim, this Chofetz Chaim had a kasketel. The pictures that we have in the Chofetz Chaim's kasketel is only one picture of the Chofetz Chaim with had. When he went to Knesset, so Mustam asked the cover of the tzibur. He was sitting next to the Meir Shapiro, and there's a picture of it. The Meir Shapiro and the Alter Ger Rebbe. It's the Chofetz Chaim with him. He sat in the row behind, this in the front row of Shteitzach, and the Chofetz Chaim was the row behind, and there he wore a hat. I'm sure what this is the only picture it's recorded of Chofetz Chaim would have had. Every time he wore kasketel, he was happy with his kasketel. So was Abisol Salanta. They did a happy life. They didn't need anything else. Those are the Ben Choydin. The Ben Choydin. And such a thing of Ben Choydin is totally the Yidna von Stub. If a mama stels her weg by the Spiegel for dry show, every time she has to go to Chasa, was lent sie ois the kinder? Was lent sie ois the kinder? It's a person that has to realize you have to do a lot of training in your house. Training has to come out from Bnei Choydin. From Pesach has to come out from Zainan Bnei Choydin, from Zainan Bnei Choydin. Now a person has to realize, you think, nah, I'll give him just a little for this, a little that, a little this. Is the word from the Goyin Gufa. He says, Yishom lechem pen yifte levavchem v'saitem avatem lechem achen, mercy to my father. He says, the Goyin says, in the circle, there's 360 degrees, right? You know what I'm talking about? A little bit? 360 are good. He says, as big as the circle is, very big. Let's zero in all the way until you get to the point. That point. At the point over there, no is halkas. There's a point. In science, they say there is no such thing as a point, because whatever point you get to, it's even smaller. You really never really get, there's no such thing as a central point, because whatever it is, it's always smaller, so you can never get there. Zay says, stay there. He said, I'm about this, okay, let's leave it. Anyway, I'll call upon him and say, how, when you start that mashal for the beginning of the point, how far is 1 degree from the second degree? It's you can't even measure it. Even you go for let's say the circle is 3 inches. How far is one degree from degree number 10? It's a glechta. But if let's say you have it goes further without a gvul, it's millions and billions of miles apart. The circle gets bigger and bigger. Zok to goin. He shom lechem pen yifte levavchem. One mashu. And then the end of the story is beside him about him lechem chayim. One day he'll stop eating. To give in because of peer pressure, which we all suffer from that. We live because other people govern our lives. So you think you're going to give it? I'll give him one little thing, but pen yiftel levachem, b'saitem avatem lemachedim. The fact that the letzta tkufa before the goal ends, it's the hiskabras of raz, it's impossible. Come out to combat, but it's kfira. Because if the Eibusha doesn't give us any gzeira, that we can't be oimid the gzeira, baruch gozer makayim. When he gives us any gzera, physically, mentally, and luchnis the gashmias, he's always goyzer, he gives us umakayim, he gives us the koyach that we should make. Come out. Yes, Abzalmus Rotskin Lutzkarov. Yes, Makasha State and Marie Chagiz. the Helik Marig Chagiz Agnes Bal Makubul, he says in the Sefer Eitz Chaim, he says that once it starts, the oidus of the gula to start, and that means we're soon going to see Einoid Mavade, the whole Rav falls apart. I say, Zokter. So the yes, Rav Zalman Sorotskin, say, Eva, say, how come there's so much Ra? That's in his Tkufa. You know what it is today? It's in Shtoysal. So he says, I'll tell you. It's off in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Gittin that before you kill somebody, what they used to do, they give him a dead man's wish. You give him the dead man's wish. That's the way you do it. They used to do it, and the cannibals used to do it that way. The Shidduk Abbas says that the blood should taste better because when, well, let's leave the blood. Well, might as well, Shlokish. Let's, anyway, if he's on Zion, you know, that's a, kids, anyway, this is such a dead man's wish. So, it says, we should stay toch, the Avish get shecht in the Malchamovis. For Osa Kodesh Boruchu. It is Ochad Malchamovis. The Avish is going to shecht the Malchamovis. Is the Malchamovis in the season, it's over. So, yes, dead man's wish. So therefore they gave the shus for the Malach HaMovis, who are certain, who are Yetzar, who are Malach HaMovis, that Ba'ach Zayom he can do as much as he can. And if it's, even though it's the Oedis of Einoid Milvadi coming down, so it's going to be a Gewaldike Gilu, it's not Neule Va'oyim, and Alpha became the Sotna as a Gewaldike, Gewaldike Lishus. Gewaldike as a Gewaldike Lishus is there so much Ra going on. But a mensch, the Nach from Pesach, his mamish can really become a Ben Choy. There's no clock over here. I don't know if it's their reason or if it's no reason, but somebody just come with it. Spoke last week about people that Zugang to the Seder, that don't have Rachmanis and other people. People gave away, keep away, people gave away the Kemach, the own Shmura, the Kemach that was Shomer, with all the Chumers, they gave it away for Kleine Kinder. They gave away, this one gave away his Matzahs, this one made a Seder for so many, for yourself, Namaz Grad, one plant I forgot to tell you. When I said, when Absalom made the Seder by us in my house, he was in my house many months. Not once did he ever look at my mother, Allah Absalom, never. Shetzke never would call her by name, just Zichnish, because we are not modern Orthodox. We don't call our secretaries by the first name. Thank you very much. There's no such thing, you don't call a different lady by name. So he said, whenever he had to refer to my mother, he said, Rebetzin. He called her Rebetzin, that's what it was. But in Pesach Seder, so Absalom was basically feeding the Seder. So my two sisters, I had two sisters, they were Yisayim, and they were sitting across the table. So by the Seder, Rab Sholem said, Einer von euch heißt Tomer, die andere heißt Esther. He says, ich weiß nicht wer, ist Lemon, aber ihr darf verstehen, ihr darf essen mit der Schir. Das Essen der Schir. And he picked up a case, he told them how much wine they should have, and how much grape juice it could be. If you can't drink so much wine, how much you're allowed to put from here, from that, and that. And he took the matzahs, and he showed them how much of the matzahs they have to do. And me and my brothers, we were in the shtoyim, and Rav Sholem called my sisters by their names, even though you don't know who he was talking to anyway. And I realized he wanted to give that fatherly, that tata dikke regish to the yisayim, like my mother, he can't. So to my sisters, he called, to give it that varim kate, they should feel, as a varim kate, as a grace of bench, called them, it's hafla, we can't listen to his tongue. He took the pain, it's blending again, and anyway, I'll call upon him. This is only grace of tzaddikim, the grace of tzaddikim to live such a helical life. But he's on Zion to be makarev and to make the tzibroch in the heritage. This is the Hagdom of Mamish and Pesach Seder. One of the visions of Rebbe's, Kidu by the Chassidim, although I only saw it once, I just went to a bakery to see it. I was once in Williamsburg, so I went to a bakery to see it. They make the matzahs, after Chatzos, it's not bottle below, in the comments, people say it's sakon and noila to make it. Okay, they have a minute, they do, and they sing Hallel. Is by grace of Rebbe's, they say this Erev Pesach matzahs, they do with such tremendous slavas, with such hakdomah, and they used to sing Halal, they were mamash in Himmel. This vision said Rebbe, I don't know who was Ramosha Haga, that's the first one, I don't know who's, basis the Yech, is how it goes, from America, that's the Yisrael, I don't know which one it is, Via Zon Zayn, Ed Zayn, what? The Fnet Yisrael. Hakoponim, that day that he was supposed to make the time that it was, it's a Tzugi great, to make the matzahs, the Erev Pesach matzahs. All of a sudden, they got an idea that somebody, one of the Tzimchim from his yeshiva, he was nifta. A personal person, but he was nifta. As he gave it up. As the Chassidim didn't, they couldn't be soiled. They couldn't be soiled. I thought he just tells him, go there for 5 minutes and come back, tell yourself and come back. It's not fair. He stood there from the beginning to the end. And he gave away this whole avodah of, by them, by us, by them, it's the stuff from the Ikrim over there, the Hagdomah. So he says, Vos is Pesach, Hakor is Atoy. Vos are we going to the Levaya, Hakor is Atoy. Hakor is Atoy. tzugan, he said, the hakdoma, to go into Pesach is with the negesh akoras atoiv. You have to be makat toiv to everybody. To thy tata, to thy mama, to thy vibe, to thy kinder. Whoever tells you to, whatever they tell to, that's the zogan atayik. And this is, that's how you go to say, and then you zogan atayik to the melch malchi amlocham. Zog noy levoyim. So he said, the hakdoma, fakir, this is the hakdoma. Matzis, avad er Pesach, matzis, gvaldik, mithalil, umazink, it's also akoras atoiv. It's akoras atoiv, father egen. And therefore he went there. Because it's very possible to us. Now, there are a lot of people that, there's a lot of people that collect money for tzedakah. There's a tremendous amount of money that's needed. And there's always a tremendous need for tzedakah. The Stock Königsberg, there was a very wealthy, wealthy person that came there, that was there for a few months. And they needed his input, they needed his money. He was wealthy, he was in the Reich Mikoyach. And they wanted, the Bezin came over to him, they were machayiv him, he has to give money for Moizchitin, Kimcha the Pesach, people are suffering. He said, I'm not giving. I don't belong here. I live in Russia. I'm only here because for business, that's it. So he said, we're taking you to dinner. He says, take. So he went, they went to the Malb. So Malb says, you have to give. So he says, Mehechen dan Tony. What do you mean? He says, if it's a svara, my svara is just as good as your svara. You hold on from here, I hold on not from here. So Mom says, I don't want to tell you the mocha. It's not going to be good for you if I tell you the mocha. So he says, tell me. Mom says, we're in front of a lot of people here, you might not like what I say. He says, tell me. Zaz upon him, tell me. Good. So he says, I'll tell you. He says, the Torah speaks about all different types of people. In Tanakh, there's one person that was a terrible person. And the Pasuk calls him, he was a Kamsa Ralev, Kosher V'ram HaLolim. He was a terrible, miserable person. His name was Novala Carmeli. He says, if you take a look at Rashi, he says, what do you mean Novala Carmeli? Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Ha'ish ha'ya bim ma'oin, he comes from the shtot ma'oin, u'maseyu ba'carmel, and his business was in Carmel, zok Rashi, maseyu mikneu v'kinyonai. So really, what was his, where does he come? He's from ma'oin. Why is he called Novala Carmeli? Because his business is here. The person's business here, that means this is your city. Novel HaKarmeli. And he says, Novel HaKarmeli. The person was so fashemed. And he realized, I only am a novel to say that. People are suffering, suffering, suffering. And the village was such a geld for us, for come for Ruslan, those people that come, anybody that comes, the lake with that two leg in a hand, there are people not know the lake of Dafo. The worst thing is chas v'shalom that you find this teeth in a mensch. This teeth is the worst thing. State in Pasuk Azeh, it was a whole ma'aseh with a ba'ezel charef. They made a shul, and they didn't have money to finish the shul. They didn't have money to finish the shul, finish this. It was sitting months after months. It was raining in. It was getting... They started in that money. All of a sudden, one of these magidim lach came. Not a magid like... But somebody used to sing, and you know, you're probably just doing this shtick. And everybody charged a lot of money. Everybody gave money. Oh, we should come with this. And they had the entertainment. So everybody came. Rabbi Zilcharev heard. So he got up. But he said, that we don't have money for the shul, but you have money for entertainment. He said, Fashtech, it's a parsh in the Torah. Shteit lo yovo ya moini mo yovi bekal Hashem. Gam dor asir lo yovi bekal Hashem. Ad oilom. Out. Favos. Al dvara shloi kibul eschem belechem b'mayim v'dechem b'tesei. No, you're related. How come you don't give? Like so, hard, you're not suffering. V'shasoch aleim esbilim b'mborim mipsor aram na'arayim l'kal lecha. And also, you're hired. In fact, what does one have to do with the other one? What's the shachas one have to do with the other one? Oh, these are the two reasons. Zok the name. Meridik. He says, let's go over to Dorton to Amin Amoyev. He said, why don't you help the Yidden? I said, listen, Rabbi, we don't have enough money. We're short. We have no liquid. I have no money. Yeah? But all of a sudden you did have money for Bilam? For Bilam, how much did Bilam charge? I said it's halak. I love him. Kikre. What did he give them? For those of the Yegel? He said, Tosh, take the Torah. Because of the stealer. Because when they were asked for money, why don't you give the Klai Solechem Amayim? No, we don't have rabbi, we can't support the Jews, we don't have enough money. Oh, but you have enough money to be Sercha Bilom. People cost us. That's theater for that you don't belong to Bekal Hashem. I think Zog, for this little Magadol that came over here and he started singing and dancing for you, everybody has money for that entertainment. Oh, to build up the shul, Hostinish can geld. They gave him more dikta chacham. Chas v'sholom, that it shouldn't be people that have this theater. Somebody, a younger man, told me tonight that his kid came home and he said, Tom, we have to make a cheshbon how much we're spending or we want to spend or we could have spent for entertainment, and that amount of money we have to give it tzedakah. You have to be fair. Don't live with stealers. Don't say, I couldn't give kibbutz l'zor, I gave my $18. Now how much money do you spend for chol of your shmoil chocolate? I'm going to tell you something there, Chag, with the eating and things. If something is made by halbutzorah, if something's manufactured for, that's where they went through a few different hands. You better watch it. Anything you buy for Pesach, if you trust the Hashgacha, make sure it's made by. But if it's manufactured for, then you know it went through hands. It's much less of a chance it should have all the hidurim that it has to have. As a man has to know how much money you're spending, open up your pantry, open up, take a look. What you don't have, make a cheshbon, be a mensch. No, Rebbe Rabzisha, he was so poor, his house had no hinges, the doors was levered, he had nothing, so he had 10 copy kids. He didn't know what to do. Was he came walking around with the money in his pocket. Most of the time he was in the shul under the oven. But he had it, so he took his chumash and he put it by the pasuk leisignoif. He put his 10 copies by the pasuk leisignoif. Good. He comes up that night, a ganav came in and took out the brain. He took out the 10 copy kids. And he put 5 by the pasuk for Yahasa Yachakamaycha. Rabzisha saw that. He said, Oy, Zisha, give a king, what's the chilich? You should deal in a ganif. The ganif says, Oy, heilig, the king gives him a kayim kamaycha. And he's going to remember the ganif's guilt for sich. Hi, Zisha, what's the zahm with him? And he was crying because the ganif, Dorton from his place, was better than him. Of halvai, Rabzisha, give a cook. The ganif goes, Oh, kamaycha. Rebbe, kamaycha. I'm suffering. Give me if. Come on, be a mensch. So I mentioned that. You have to like so hard. Well, make a cheshbon before the host and Mus game back there. Mus helfen. There was a gabbai that Bell Blisk said over the story. There was a gabbai in Blisk. And the guy was, you know, Tzionis over there was caught very, very stark in Blisk. Had a gvaldik achizah there. And the Blisk over to say, stark at Abchaim, and the Blisk got more than gelitten from these people that they were harassed, sort of, and Klaizah. Kids of the Gabi from the big base Knesset, where the Biskarov was, said, he said that, you know, he was already a maskil. He's not letting in a shul, you don't make any collections for Kimcha the Pischa and Chulik. The shul is a place where Rav says drushes for Torah, but there's no such thing as an appeal for Tzedakah. And the Biskarov told him, what do you mean? It's a Midigan Kleisel, everybody, you always make appeals, no shul to give it. No, he does have a shlaz, mishum punavoifen. So Biskarov got angry, he told him, Dubs Betuach, nothing's going to happen to you. Told me that you don't take the, if you stop everything, you stop this Kimcha de Pista, so to come outside, you're going to need Kimcha de Pista. Oh, the person, the Rovat, the Gesholten, went out in the street, became such a tumult. So they came to the Biskarov, was the Gesholten, the Gabbai. So the Gesholten is the Gabbai. It's like, Mazay is this. This is the way things go. You hold somebody back from collecting money from Kimcha de Pista, then you're going to have to come onto it. Good. This person, after Pesach, of course, he didn't let Shumpan. Good. Oh, so the Biskarov sent him one more message. He says, okay, you want to save your bezoin? I'd say, you give all the money that we need, and then you'll be part of a Noinish. I'm not giving a Pluto. So after Pesach came the summer. In the summer, he lost every single penny. But he managed to keep it quiet. He managed to take the credit, but he was suffering. No, he had Anias. Came time to re-elect Dutton Gaboyim. No one knew that he was poor. So they elected him again. But he couldn't continue. And then he started, Mamesh had to go around. And he said, Zokra Beryl, the next year, on the Kimcha de Pischalis, he was there. A mensch that holds back other people. I want to tell you something. I'm sick and tired of the midisrois that's going on now. People that put up tzekelach because they want to raise money for Kimcha de Pischa. Some people say, he rips off the tzekel. Because that's from the other side. I'm from the Baal Leib side. Rav Shmuel Bach doesn't exist. So, maybe if you want to make something, Yisra Bracha, whatever, I don't know the names, and you want to do it, he rips it off. That mensch, taking away Kimcha de Pischa for under the Yidden, how do you do such a thing? How do you get this? You take over somebody else's. If you don't want to give, don't give. But holding back people, being meineya, how bitter is our shchus becoming? What's hostile to Eretz Yisrael? What do you care about Eretz Yisrael? What do you care? There's no enough community. You don't know the difference between them. these people that are ripping off the signs, if all their lives are unequal to one of these three tzaddikim that knew what they knew when they were 10 years old. Where these guys, what is delicious, delicious. What's else the tzaddik? Hayit from Stalker. That's if he will give. You don't want to give, don't give. But to pull down, it's a shchosser shein dugmosa. So the Eivish Tov Pitna Chasav Shom, they shouldn't be in Anish. Okay, I'm going to go through Agoda. But just, there's still a few hakdomas for the overview. Oh. You're not allowed to use that word anymore. That word alone you have to burn with the chometz. Overview. Underview. Shteit and Pasik. Vayasev alikim es ha'om and pashas boi derech midba yamsof. Vachamushim olu b'nai yisol me'etz mitzrayim. Chamushim. It's frightful. What's chamushim? 1 out of 5? Dor Chaim brings the medrash, everybody knows, some hold 1 out of 5, 1 out of 50, some hold 1 out of 500. It staggers the imagination. How much people, how many, when did they die? Shleshi Simei Hagbola. And then Shleshi Simei Aveda. Why is it, how come we don't make any Avedas for these people? You know how many people died? It was a Holocaust in Gemayu. And the Kaiser was busy burying them, it seems shouldn't have any Ano, and they shouldn't see it. So how come we don't make them Avedas, say, one Kloli is taking Tadish, for these people never gestorben. So somebody here, somebody from Eitz Yisrael, who was here, he used to learn in Lakewood, a Mayor Waldner. So he said, I'm worried about it. What did these people choose? They choose, we're not going to go out of Mitzrayim. We'll live here. We're going to be care of Goy, so we'll live here. We'll live in Mitzrayim. We don't need it. We don't need the 30. We need Eitz Yisrael. We'll live over here. They'll all die, and we're not Mesabel on them. The person has to realize that we are in Golas. And you have to realize that you have to want to get out of Golas. You can't say, I want to be here. Because Chas V'Shalom, when it comes to time for the Gula, who's going to go out? Only those that want to go out. They didn't want to go out. They don't want to go out. So they have to be buried. They stay there. It says in Parshas Vayigash, that's the puzzle. Vayeshev Yisrael ve'eretz Mitzrayim ve'eretz Goshen ve'yor zuboy ve'yifru ve'yibu mo'oy. So what's the Kli Yaakov? He says, call this whole puzzle, says the Ashmas B'nai Yisrael. Who is you Vayeshev? You're supposed to be Geir Bezarachah. You get over the Beretz Loilehem, Goyshen. Oh, Vayosuboy, what's this yeshiva? What's this? Why'd you become a toyshav? He said, because they did it, it was gefelach. Yaakov Avinu told Paddy, Logur Ba'aretz, we only become Logur. We only become Gaidim, we're not here for it. And what happened? The Yid Vayosuboy, we had real estate, We're buying and selling them with Shakur, investments. What if they came out, Mashiach came out there? First, where are we up to Thursday? Tomorrow's Thursday. Now it's Thursday. Mashiach came, Shaif, everybody has to go to Eretz Yisrael. Wait, 1 second. Mashiach, wait, relax. I got my real estate. I got investments. I got to transfer the money. I got to do this. I got to do that. To go out of Golas is easy for people that don't have anything. But people that are anchored in with fancy houses and fancy real estate and fancy connections, this is an important lesson. You have to train yourself and your children. We are here, Gaidim. We are Gaidim. Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs told me, Rabbi Nebroya, the first Dasha they came. And he said in Shul, he says, we are strangers in this land and we're going to stay that way. We have to stay that way. Because if we're not going to stay that way, we're going to become Americans. That's kind of saying. I told you from Shul Weinstein. He said, I'm really the word. Shul Weinstein, I like him a lot. He's the son of Rabbi Yisrael. So I'm ready to go for it. It says in the Gemara Megillah, "Nemayin es chayvus haneim shal Yisrael shabayis ador kloya neishenenim sudas sudas shalois rasha." Because they were nenim from sudas shalois rasha, come say a kloya. So okay, there are a bunch of behemoths that are gefressen. What is what? Kloya, and the whole world is kloya for all the Yidden. Why? So to see is see a good. Why did Achashverosh make this suda? To commemorate, went 70 years, the Yavish did not take the Yidnan of Golas, they're going to stay here. From now on, the Jews are going to be here, I'm going to be where the big the Kohen Gadol, we're going to have a party. Why didn't take part of that? That's still masking. Okay. We throw ourselves under. Avdei HaChashverosh HaNan, we throw ourselves under. Yidden that's give into the Matzev. That, okay, we'll never get out of Golas, you see, 70 years passed by, and they're making a suit to commemorate. HaChashverosh had more money than they did. To commemorate that, what? Oh, you're not going to get out of Golas. And they took part of it. Dos a Kaloya. Dos state in the Chazal. When a man is chayv, Kaloya. Dos is Kaloyan. When I get so gefilled, it's not going to get out of life. That's Kefala Chazal. It's already 11 o'clock. I want to go into the Mu'an, the Nyonim of Pesach, Proteus, but I'm sure everybody is plastic to go home to help for Pesach. I want to go to the Indian Blina, the Matzah Shabbos, to go to dinner. And that was tomorrow night. Okay, Blina, the tomorrow. What? What? I can't. People from Stam are going to be learning it. They'll take away. No, but they finish the construction. Let's see, finish.
What, you're not doing
with the job? What?
No,
of course. Everybody sits up. I was after. And I pick up my finger. 9:30?
What's that? 9:30.
Let us turn on the
camera.
We can make it tomorrow.
What time?
I don't know. You have to, whatever.
9:30?
9:30? How about 7 o'clock?
10 o'clock. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock.
Come on, give it to me once.
Whoever doesn't want.
I don't care, what do I care? I guess I don't have to clean.
You don't know, you don't know what's going on.
I have blood on myself.
Listen,
okay, tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Just go ahead.